much too much.
Welcome to Son of a Bitch.
I forgot about that.
Oh, hi. Sorry. Well, here we are at... How do you pronounce this place?
It starts with a T.
Tanakh.
That sounds good.
Tanakh Waterfalls. And I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but...
It's so powerful. We're in Ithaca.
You're powerful.
Yes.
Ithaca. And whenever I saw people, I was going here, I was like... They're like, oh, it's gorgeous. And I thought they were being like... was it facetious?
No, that's their tagline. I don't know. Because there are gorges here, which I said they should be called gouges.
Price right? Gouging. $9 to see this? I'm just kidding. No, right. It really is nice. Dave is happy, which is always a good thing.
And Rigel has never been here, and I know that he loves the waterfalls. Oh, Dad just discovered a rock from the riverbed.
A rock from the riverbed?
Yeah. Shale.
Aren't they all rocks from the riverbed? Well, I think it's really important that we say that we saw a bird on the way in here. And this bird is the American bird. It's the what, Mom?
Well, it's the eagle, and I saw it, but I didn't get a good look at it.
It's the bald eagle. I saw it from the parking lot, and I immediately ran over. And my dad was like, yeah, I'll be there when I get there. But, yeah, we all saw it, and we made some new friends.
Yeah, Rigel, what happened? Did you just say, hey, look, there's a bald eagle?
Well, actually, I was talking to my neighbor in the north. There was a woman from Canada first who was just walking. I said, did you see?
Oh, okay.
The bald eagle? Yeah. And so... yeah, it was just a nice sight. It's definitely nice to see different birds. I need to bring my binoculars next time.
Do you want to sit down a minute?
No.
I do.
You need a break?
I need a break. I'm walking around with the boot.
Yeah.
So I really... It slows me down a little, and it would be nice. Dave, I'm going to sit down.
All right. Well, we're all on a little bit of a vacation. It's spring break, baby.
Yes. Yes.
And what better way to celebrate spring break than with my family?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's just kind of laid back, but we are staying in a nice place. It's a hotel.
It's brought to you by credit card points.
Right, and... Rigel's... No, it's too cold for a tent, although there's glamping, which might be okay. I don't know. But we're not doing that. So,
It's funny, because my parents never do hotels. They only do, like, motels and camping grounds. So they were like, wait, this mattress is comfortable?
Right.
And they took my mattress.
Well, I mean, it must not have been that different. But anyway, it's very nice and... Dad and I have gone to some hotels because when we've gone camping and sometimes we get to a place late, I use that hotwire.com, which now I think is Expedia. And
it's still Hotwire.
Okay. And so, like, I think we stayed at the Hilton outside of Chicago. Plus,
wow, you do that?
We were, yes, and it was like the fanciest. I didn't want to leave it.
You got, like, the super good chance. And it's like, book one of these, and you always assume you get the bad one.
Yeah, well, I didn't care because we had to find a place and we could not be, like, looking around in town with carrying the pop-up camper.
That's true. And also, we all got to watch a little bit of Below Deck. And I was curious about my dad's experience. What did you think of Below Deck, Dad?
I mean, it was a show.
Right. How are you having? Are you having a good time right now?
Yeah, sure. My back hurts. That's the problem.
You heard it here first, folks. Dave's back hurts.
It's not funny. Well, the sun's out. And yesterday was a nice day, too. I think it's going to maybe be a little warmer today, but yesterday was comfortable. We went swimming in the indoor pool.
We did. And it was funny. And you were like, watch out, Rigel. Watch out. Your implant might get wet. I'm like, Mom, I'm 32, like, I can make my own decisions.
And he did.
Wow, drum roll.
Anyway,
we could have
we had robes. That's fancy.
We could have picked a better time to be here, because a lot of stuff is closed, but we're still going to make the best of it.
And there's snow on the ground.
Yeah, Yes, there's snow.
What was that?
There's snow on the ground.
Is that good or bad?
I mean, it's there. It's a little slippery on the trail, but yeah, otherwise.
Yeah. Well, you're in the boot, Mar, and we're definitely taking it easy for you. But I'm really happy to be here with you both. It's nice to take a slow vacation, and we're gonna splurge tonight on dinner, I believe.
Right, we definitely can do that. But yesterday we went to the campus of Cornell, and we took a walk, and it was like a lot of steps, but one of the falls.
Two.
A couple falls, right? Like F A, not like I've spelled it differently. The waterfalls, and then we're gonna go back there today for the museum and a science center. We'll see where that is.
You want to go to the science center?
Well, I know you do. I love it in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I love museums. Science museums are more interactive. Well, I think we could keep on our walk, but this is part one of Geriatric Vacation Part Two.
Right. Well, so that, and the Rigel, that was a couple years ago.
Well, it's never too late to spend time with family. This is a short one, but we can continue to record over. But thank you for listening to Son of a Bitch.